Salesforce reported its Q1 fiscal 2023 earnings last night, and they beat expectations on the top and bottom lines, but they did end up lowering their full year revenue guidance. Total revenue was $7.41 billion, up 24%. Sales Cloud revenue was $1.6 billion, up 18%. And this came up a few times during the earnings call, the fact that they're continuing to have impressive growth numbers on a core product like Sales Cloud. You know, Taylor, co-CEO, and Benioff and others had talked about the fact that it all is stemming from their innovation strategy. They're referencing back to the fact that things like Tableau being integrated with Sales Cloud, driving more value from these solutions through innovation, is how that's happening. So if you're a customer continuing to be presented with innovation as a focus that Salesforce has to drive value back to you, is something to continue to expect. Service Cloud, $1.8 billion, up 17%. Platform and Other, $1.4 billion, up 55%. Now, Platform and Other includes Slack, which exceeded revenue expectations. So they were expecting $330 million. They came in at $348 million. They also pointed out that this was the fourth consecutive quarter with more than 40% growth in customers spending 100K or more per year. It's actually 45% growth. So for Slack itself, Slack deals a couple things. One, from a revenue perspective, it beat expectations almost by $20 million for the quarter, but also the growth tied to the deals that are 100K or more, 45%. We'll get more into Slack in a minute as well. Marketing and Commerce, $1.1 billion, up 22%. And then there's Data. Now, Data is made up of Tableau and MuleSoft that was formerly part of Platform and Other. Data Cloud came in at $1 billion, up 15%. Tableau was $464 million, up 18%. And MuleSoft was $414 million, up 9%. And, you know, this was lower than expected. A lot of it had to do with the fact that lower than expected new business came in. And I mentioned the fact that there are some issues with MuleSoft's go-to-market motion that's been occurring over the past couple quarters. But they're encouraged by the progress they're making. They're mentioning the fact that there's a strong pipeline for the back half of the year. At least Taylor made it a point to bring that up, right? So we're seeing this. You know, MuleSoft is something they're continuing to try to push. They're not getting as many net new deals associated with that. And there is some go-to-market work that needs to happen that Taylor had acknowledged and called out. So if you're a customer that has MuleSoft, thinking about getting rid of MuleSoft, if you're a customer that has yet to adopt MuleSoft, obviously this is incredibly important to them. So certainly think through that as you work and think through your leverage going into your net new deals and or your renewals. I mentioned before guidance, right? So they lowered their full year guidance. And a lot of that had to do with the foreign exchange volatility that increased year over year, right? So the headwinds increased an additional $300 million for a total now of $600 million for the year since guidance was first given, right? So this foreign exchange was mentioned many times. Obviously, it's something that's very real. They acknowledge that, and they said that that foreign exchange volatility increased the year-over-year headwinds has forced them or resulted in them lowering their full-year 2023 guidance by $300 million. So they effectively offset that $300 million headwind, lowering their guidance. A couple key takeaways, things that were mentioned during the call that I want to highlight. The conversation around Customer 360 is nothing new, right? If you did a drinking game and you were listening to that earnings call, you know, you probably would be having a rough morning this morning because you would have taken many shots. But a couple things. Demand environment for our Customer 360 platform remains incredibly healthy. That was Benioff. Our products are more relevant than ever before as companies invest in our Customer 360 platform to connect with their customers to drive cost savings in this new additional digital economy. That was Taylor, co-CEO. Patterson, Chief Revenue Officer, pointed out that growth of transformational deals customers making long-term multi-cloud investments. Deals with five or more clouds grew 21%. Customers are looking to consolidate vendors. Salesforce has the most robust customer 360 portfolio, so the biggest set of portfolio of products that one vendor offers as consolidation is happening. They're obviously approaching to say, if you're doing that, we have many solutions you should be considering. Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, adding in Commerce Cloud. They referenced the Goodyear example. The other thing that Patterson made it a point to point out, and it all ties together here, is the fact that pipeline looks really strong for the rest of the year. And then there was acquisitions, which ties into this whole customer 360, how their demand environment tied to that is so strong. And they talk about the fact that their acquisitions have amplified the value proposition for that customer 360. So this is bringing it back to Tableau, MuleSoft, and Slack. Right? They point out that Tableau helps customers see and understand their data. MuleSoft enables customers to integrate all their legacy and back office systems to Salesforce. And they talk about how Slack helps customers succeed in the new era of flexible work. Right? In fact, Taylor made it a point to go further on that, which makes sense since this was a big thing that he was driving, acquiring Slack. Slack makes the entire customer 360 more relevant. It amplifies customer investments in core products like Service Cloud. The DoorDash example was given. So as you think about this, obviously this is nothing that new, right? This is nothing that's put out there this quarter for the first time, but they're continuing to focus on it and it's intentional. You know, Salesforce is going to continue to report out number of deals with five or more clouds, the growth percentage tied to that, because they're continuing to show the market they want to accelerate that because it's similar to what other vendors do. The more solutions when you land and expand, the more stickier you get, the more revenue that can be driven, the more the value proposition for why wouldn't you go all customer 360 or as much as possible as you look to consolidate your vendor portfolios, why wouldn't you go with Salesforce? It's an obvious thing. That's the pitch. And then folding in, why wouldn't you add Tableau so you can understand your data more effectively? Why wouldn't you move forward with MuleSoft so you can integrate other legacy or back office systems and get more value out of those and Salesforce? And why wouldn't you lean on Slack as you are continuing to enable your workforce to be more productive? So as you're considering and advancing the conversations of anything net new, whether it's ahead of a renewal date or tied to a renewal date, and you're thinking about the larger picture, it has to make sure that as you think about giving more of what Salesforce wants, five or more clouds, completing the customer 360, adding in acquired solutions with a lot of scrutiny like MuleSoft on them, you have to make sure that the commercial foundational relationship, contractual relationship you have in place is also appropriate for how much you're giving them. Like this is nothing net, this is nothing new, but it's critical as you continue to add more and think about adding more, as those conversations are taking place with Benioff and Taylor and Patterson at the CEO level, which they themselves continue to reference. Taylor had 30 one-on-one meetings at Davos. The point is, as that comes down, it gets pushed as a priority, an initiative to execute to. Pause, ensure you have the right strategy, ensure yourselves that you're doing the right thing for your company relative to the commercial component, not leaving anything on the table, certainly from a price cost perspective, but ensuring you have the right investments, ensuring that you have the right attention from Salesforce, right? They continue to talk about their professional services and how they're being leaned on by customers, right? That's the Acumen acquisition. Ensure you have the right financial constructs on that side of the equation, the right rates as well. Ensure you have the right flexibility and protections, because as you continue to add more, as you do your renewals, and the next renewal is not until 3 or 5 years later, as you consider some of these larger, more strategic SELA-type relationships. You have to make sure that you have the right deal in place today, because it's incredibly hard to overcome it tomorrow.